to Annette, who has been entered with a chance to win those four Royals Fan Fest passes and that whole package with a hotel room and $100 to Jack Stack Barbecue. Mitch, I'm not sure if you'll know the answer to this. I'm kind of going on the fly. Are we submitting another name tomorrow in the first hour before we draw a winner?
Do you know? Yes, as far as I know, and then we'll find a winner.
Okay, so first hour tomorrow at some point, we will enter one more name in, and then in the second hour, all of the names that we have taken this week, so there would be four, will have a 25% chance of winning that package. So pretty cool stuff. Make sure you're tuned in for tomorrow's edition of the game. The Raiders are on the move. Not in the playoffs. That's long gone. Derek Carr, that injury kind of put a cap on a season that started out very promising but ended with a thud. No, the Raiders are moving from Oakland to Las Vegas. They have filed their paperwork for the move, making them the third NFL team to move over the last couple of seasons, joining the LA Rams and now the LA Chargers. For my part, as a Chiefs fan and then therefore as an AFC West guy, I like this because up to this point, I've never been to a Chiefs road game. But I think that going to a Chiefs Raiders game in Las Vegas becomes my number one place to go if I decide to go to one over going to Denver or going to LA to go see a Chargers game in an MLS stadium for the next couple of seasons. But I think it's a good move. The Raiders fans in Oakland, I'm sure, won't be happy. You know, they'll be pretty angry with the Davis family for doing this, but look, they have been playing in a dump for a long time, and with them suddenly being relevant again in the NFL, maybe this is a good time for them to move and they can kind of re-identify themselves in the NFL with this move to Vegas.
Well, for one, it's a further move away than it is from San Diego to LA. So if Oakland fans who live in the Oakland area, the Bay Area, want to make it to Las Vegas, it's almost of a 9-hour drive, according to Google Maps.
Yikes.
I mean, that's, you got to get around some mountains to get there, apparently, or some big hills or whatever. But no, I like it too, man. Sin City deserves the Raiders. I think that's a perfect fit. And I have been reading online because it's going to happen. I mean, that's, they've already got the money. Actually, they're going to, apparently Vegas is going to take a lot of public money, and
it's like a $2 billion stadium.
Yeah, it's
that
a lot
they're
of
planning.
A lot
it's
of
a
dough.
Lot. That's more than I can go to Vegas to gamble with, I can tell you that.
They should put a casino in the stadium.
Ooh. Okay, interesting idea. Would the NFL allow it? Would the NFL put their foot down and say, no, we can't be having this? Because the NFL still hasn't embraced sports gambling. I mean, no, none of the sports league in America really have, but right. I think that that's coming at some point. I don't know about the logistics there. And the Raiders, wouldn't they be worried about fans being too busy in the casino to actually be in their seats cheering on their team? I don't know.
I don't know about that. There'll probably be a lot of fans losing their butts off, so they'll just go watch the game instead.
Let's get to the important question here. As soon as that stadium gets built, how many years go by until it hosts WrestleMania?
Oh, it won't be long.
It would have to be, like,
because
really fast.
I mean, there's already plans for WrestleMania to be in the new stadium where the Rams and Chargers are going to be. So they haven't done anything with Minnesota yet, which I'm shocked.
I
give it 5 years.
Well, and you know, Atlanta is finishing up a really nice new stadium,
and that's in the works, too.
So there's probably, yeah, maybe Las Vegas would.
Because knowing Vince, he has to own the attendance record for all the NFL stadiums.
Right.
He already has, I think, six.
Let's say the stadium is finished. The Vegas stadium is finished in 2020, okay? Over, under 2023 when it hosts WrestleMania.
It'll be the over. I'd probably say 24-25.
Okay.
But it takes a minute for them to get that because the NFL is going to want to hold a Super Bowl there, and there'll be other events that will happen in those new stadiums. So, but I mean, the NFL gets the first say when it comes to the Super Bowl. So.
You're going to be an old man by then, but I would still bet that you're going to go to WrestleMania in Vegas if you have the opportunity.
Oh, absolutely.
And you're going to make like a week of it too. You're going to be saving up your money for like a year.
A week is too much in Vegas. I'll give you this. Anybody who has never been to Vegas, don't spend a full week.
Me included.
A whole week is too much. I mean, 3 days is enough. There really is.
There's really just two cities in America going into 2016. There were two cities in America that I had not been to that were absolutely far and away the places that I had to get to sometime soon. I've crossed one of them off. I've spent some time in Austin. I really liked Austin, by the way. But Vegas is the other one, and I still have not had a chance to get over there. I think K-State basketball is playing a tournament in Vegas sometime in the next few years.
Well, they got to do the Vegas 16, but...
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. A little update from MLB. We don't need to bother with the hot stove sounder, but Mark Trumbo, DH with the Orioles, re-signed this afternoon, 3 years. 3 years, I think, around like $40 million, something like that. It's actually a better deal than what Kendrys Morales got with the Blue Jays. And so some Royals fans, I'm seeing Royals Review, which is a really good blog that covers the team, pointing out that if Morales would have waited instead of signing so quickly with Toronto, he probably could have got a pretty good deal or a better deal than what he actually got. It's 3 years, $37.5 million for Mark Trumbo. There's still a couple names out there for potential DHs, but it's starting to look more and more like the Royals think that, I don't know, Jorge Soler could do it or something like that.
I totally forgot he was even.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of
completely forgot about that.
That's like the biggest move they've made this offseason. Yeah. It's been pretty quiet.
Too worried about arbitrations and all that, all those big words.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see if the Royals make any more moves in this offseason. We're only a few weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting. Hard to believe that we're already that close, but the Royals season is around the corner, and that's one of the reasons that we did this fan fest thing. You know, it's to remind you, hey, baseball is almost back, and the Royals appear to have just one more shot at it. Dayton Moore might disagree, but I would say that things will be looking a lot sketchier going into 2018 and 2019, so they need to take advantage of it while they can this season. We're going to head to our last break. When we come back, it's You Can't Be Serious. Mitch, you got anything? You want to tease anything?
The Cowboys' loss to the Packers was a devastating ending for a couple brothers. It might shed a tear. It's actually very bad. It's horrifying.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to make a joke, but I will hold back on that. Well, mine is a lot happier. Mine is an excellent marriage proposal involved in
I should
a,
probably go first then.
Okay. Involved in a soccer game in Guam. That'll be coming up in You Can't Be Serious next.